by Hillsdale Area Merchants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are assembled to pay tribute to a man who does things the hard way. Through many adverse situations, solely of his own doing, he has successfully climbed another rung in the ladder of success. As a mere boy of 31, this very even-tempered fellow is taking his place among the younger graduates. They have jokingly named him Dad. Some of the more daring even venture a "Hi, Baldy." But to this happy, congenial fellow, the world is one big coaxial cable. And to unfold to you, his friends, this gripping story of life, of restlessness and dissatisfaction, we will introduce the man responsible for this mess. Our star tonight, Richard Dale Estill. This is your life. More in a moment, but first, a thrilling word from our sponsor.
Make sure you have plenty of money on your vacation. That's what happens when you bring your scrap to clap. Just remember, before going on that vacation trip this year, clean out your attic, dung out your basement, and if you can't bring it to claps, simply call Victor 94151 for easy pickup. This is a word from Clap Salvage, Jonesville.
Thank you, Harold. Now, Dick, I know you're surprised to find yourself up here in the star spotlight tonight. But in our search for the unusual, we selected your life as the craziest and most mixed up above all the other entries. It all began when you were born on a bright but cold Sunday morn in 1926. The date was April 11th, to be exact. Your mother, of course, loved you, regardless, as mothers always do. But your incessant crying drove your father to an upstairs bedroom for some rest. After a week or two without sleep, your mother also gave in to the urge to quiet you. However, instead of the diabolical scheme she had planned, fate stepped in and all was saved. The weeds she brewed for your sterile bottle were no more than catnip. From then on, you were not the little monster, and your friends still tell us that there are times when you need a little nip to calm you down. Kindergarten days were soon here.
School days, good old golden rule days.
And you left Killy, your pet kitten, took your little rag rug, and went off to school. You remember well, I'm sure, that first teacher, Miss Greenfield. Well, Dick, she has come all the way from Wisconsin to be with us tonight on This Is Your Life. Incidentally, she always comes home for the summer this time of year anyway. Now, Dick, I'd like to have you meet your old teacher. Oh, what's this? Oh, I'm terribly sorry, folks. This note that I was just handed tells us that Mrs. Greenfield will be unable to make it, as it's time for her nap. Well, Dick, there were many trying times for you and your family in these tender growing years. Discipline was hard for you to accept, and many times your old mother would have to sit down and cry because of your pranks. But those tears did not penetrate that childish little heart of steel.
In anger, unkind words say that made the teardrops fall. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold heart?
And from the mouth of a mere babe came those never forgotten words.
Cry, see I care.
It was because of this same disregard for parental discipline that you suffered your accident. The accident that changed your life, at least for several years. When you were walking down that iron railing by the railroad track and fell, you didn't think of the months of lying in bed, the discomfort of a body cast,
watching the trains go by.
The hospitals and clinics you would have to visit, and inconveniences of keeping up with your studies at home. No, Dick, as we will see later, you were only being your irresponsible self. Well, we do have a little token of those months you were incapacitated. Here for you, we have a piece of the cast that encased your active body and restrained you.
Cement mixed up, putty, putty. Cement mixed up, putty, putty.
And here is one of your crutches that you not only depended on for gaining ground, but also served as weapon and staff in your reign of terror with your family. Before we go on with this thrilling episode, another word from our sponsor. Farmers, have you breeding problems? Artificial insemination is the answer. For the best in breeding, call Addison, Artificial Breeders Co-op, Lincoln 71088. For you folks in the Jackson area, simply call State 31547. Thanks again, Harold. Well, Dick, getting back to your thrilling story, high school days brought the usual events of parties, school proms, and football games. And although you were not a member of the Fighting 11, you were there as a band member to cheer them on. Your fellow band members have not forgotten you, Dick. They may not be as peppy now as they were in those high school years, but they still have a spirit amongst them and have recorded a number in your honor for this auspicious occasion. Harold, do you have that recording queued up? Okay. We're ready to hear the class of 1943 band playing Yesterday. I'm sure, Dick, that those fellows all sent their congratulations right along with that recording. But now, it's time for a short message from another of our many sponsors. Harold? Do you have enough life insurance to cover your needs? Don't forget, Will Rogers once said, "If a man doesn't believe in life insurance, let him die once without any. That will teach him a lesson." This small reminder was brought to you by the Russell E. Mull Agency in Camden, Michigan. Their telephone number is Emerson 85271. And now back to you, Richard Estill. After a year in college at U of D, Uncle Sam was asking for your services, and you willingly responded. After months of basic training, drilling, and schooling, you finally won your coveted wings. But Dick, success was fleeting, and because of your old leg injury, you were grounded. That was when you were assigned to radio school, which really was to play a large part in your ultimate goal. The second year in service wasn't so bad. There were many good times. And I'm sure that this next music you hear will help bring those back to you.
A Saturday night we get together for a glass of beer. The people know that there will be good cheer. We chatter and smile and drink a while, cause we are friendly folks. We talk a lot and laugh a lot and tell each other jokes. Then we shout more beer and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt.
Certainly that brings back many fond memories. There are some things that we can never forget, try as we may. Now, we must go back to after your service career, you came home to your former life, and your parents agreed to take you in again. After a short time at Hillsdale College, your life for the next few years was aimless and reckless. You did not decide until 1950 that you would go into radio. But before we enter this phase of your life, we'll have a short message from a sponsor. Troubled with hemorrhoids? Try Shrink Up. Shrinks hemorrhoids the new way without surgery. For the first time, science has found a new healing substance with the astonishing ability to shrink hemorrhoids and to relieve pain without surgery. In case after case, while gently relieving pain, actual reduction, shrinkage, took place. Most amazing of all, results were so thorough that sufferers made astonishing statements like, "Piles have ceased to be a problem." The secret is a new healing substance, Biodyne. Only Shrink Up has it. Ask for it at all drug counters. Thank you, Harold. Incidentally, you can purchase Shrink Up at Hennessy's drugstore in Hillsdale. I have tried it and found it wonderfully effective. Now, Dick, we are entering into the more decisive part of your life. After your training in radio, you started your career as announcer at WTVB in Coldwater. Isn't that correct? Your best friend, Richard DeFay, was also on the staff. You two were responsible for many hilarious occasions, both on and off the air. The local yokels were receptive to Slim Hawkins and Side Saddle Sam.
Got your thumb, son of a gun, going my way. Caught a ride with a guy in a wagon. In a sack on the back, he was a dragon.
But in a more refined vein, you emceed the 1590 Club as your pet program. But even Stan Kenton's frantic music couldn't compete with the station manager, Harold Munn, who incidentally is just a lowly announcer on our show this evening. Those were trying days indeed, and when your mental stamina ebbed, you bid adieu to WTVB and joined WLEW in Bad Axe. But Dick, you kept a very important date before you moved from your parental abode. Yes, Dick, you took a wife on June 9th, 1951, 6 years ago today. And here is your lovely wife to share your honor today. You two led a happy and successful life in Bad Axe, and to add to that happiness, a son was born. But somehow, Dick, your thirst for knowledge conquered, and you decided you needed a degree to be successful. So that is when you moved your family back home and enrolled at MSU. After 2 years of mental struggle, you have now succeeded, and it is for this latest achievement that we honor you today. Let me shake your hand, Richard Dale Estill. This is your life. And now, we would like to thank the following Hillsdale area merchants for presenting this evening's program. They are Clap Salvage, Jonesville, Michigan.